السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers. Once again, it is the majlis of Zikrullah. And anything that is discussed of the Qur'an Sharif is Zikrullah. If we have to discuss tafsir of the Qur'an Sharif, it is Zikrullah. If we do commentary of the Hadith Sharif, it is Zikrullah. Discuss the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Discuss the masail of deen, discuss the fazail and virtues of the different a'mal and actions, discuss akhlaq of a Muslim, transactions and dealings. Whatever aspect of deen we discuss, it is zikrullah. Because it reminds you of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it reminds you of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Of course, after that, there are different angles that are taken. And sometimes we refer to just the tasbihat as zikrullah. Sometimes majalis of this kind, we say majlis of zikrullah. But in reality, everything of deen that a person discusses is zikrullah. Therefore, we are told that our discussion and our speech must be zikrullah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "My Allah ordered me 9 things, and amongst them one of it was that my speech must be zikrullah." So now it is for all of us that our speech must be zikrullah. Now how can we make the whole speech, whole day, whole night, if a person is speaking? He's speaking with his family members, he's speaking with his visitors, he's speaking with his customers and clients. That person is speaking with so many different people. Now how can it be zikrullah? If zikrullah meant just subhanallah, alhamdulillah. So if a customer comes and wants to purchase something, then we can't say anything. We can't describe what the article is all about. We cannot give him the features of those cell phones the person is selling, or the car that the person is selling. He will have to only make subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Then will anybody be able to buy anything and sell anything? The person goes home. Now they also, he can't talk anything to his wife, his children, except subhanallah, alhamdulillah. So speech must be zikrullah, means that whatever we are going to speak, whatever comes on our tongue, it must be guided by the teaching of the Quran Sharif and the Hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That means whatever the person is saying, he must be conscious of the fact that my Allah is listening to my speech. Therefore, I must not say anything that is against the Quran and the teaching of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now that is speech, which is zikrullah. Now when the person is transacting business, well, at that time the person is conscious that I must not speak lies now in this transaction. You can't be speaking lies now and say zikrullah. If there are defects in the article, then he must make sure that he reveals those defects. In the same way, when the person must not take false oath and qasam, he must not make false promises. The person must not engage in any kind of speech which is haram. Now, if he is conscious that it is Allah Ta'ala's hukam, then it becomes zikrullah. So this majlis, as I have mentioned many times, and by now I think it's gone more than 120 times, that it is for the purpose of lighting that fire of love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts, and the ishq and muhabbat of Nabiyyu Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because in ishq and muhabbat, then the person is able to do that which a person is cannot do if he does not have that kind of love. Muhabbat makes a person move mountains. Look at what people do for the sake of love. So this majlis, we don't discuss all the aspects of deen. Sometimes a bit of Naat Sharif, sometimes some Hadith Sharif, sometimes some incidents, waqiyats, sometimes some nasihats. So since the Hujjaj are proceeding towards Makkah Mukarramah, many of them who arrived early in Madina Sharif, they are already in Makkah Mukarramah. And many of them will still be going to Madina Sharif and then proceeding to Makkah Mukarramah. The final destination of all is going to be Arafat for gathering. However, Madina Sharif, ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam causes the person to present himself at the Rauza Mubarak. And who will be able to enter Jannat without shafa'at of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Whose ihsan upon us is the greatest after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Whose ihsan and whose kindness and favor upon us is the greatest? Should we not then have that ishq and muhabbat for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? But at the same time, we have to understand the ishq is not just the reading of Naat Sharif. And just the singing of praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not sufficient for ishq and muhabbat. If a person sings whole night Naat Sharif, he sings whole night, but in his actions and his deeds he hasn't got the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then who will say that that is ishq? Any person knows that when there is ishq and muhabbat, then we do not want to displease our mehboob. The person doesn't want to displease his mehboob. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sunnats, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's way of life, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings, obedience to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be a demonstration of that love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And I've explained on previous occasions also that it is extremely easy to practice on Sharia. It is not necessary for the ummah at large to give away everything as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave away. There are masail of inheritance, there's masail of zakat, there's masail of so many other things that deal with wealth. So we are ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself chose for himself a certain way of life, in which there was a 2x2 room and nothing, no gold, no silver, nothing. Two months at a stretch, or 3 months sometimes, no stove lit in his Mubarak house. Look at the bedding of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the clothes of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the dishes in the house of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But for the ummah at large, we are given the Sharia. Beautiful. The rich can also practice, the poor can practice, the king can practice, the beggar can practice. We are allowed up to certain limits usage of the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala without extravagance, without israf. So this majlis is for that purpose, that we get some kind of muhabbat of Allah ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our hearts. At present, as I said, the hearts are pulling towards Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Tayyiba. On Monday night in the majlis, I mentioned that some brothers of ours, some friends of ours, were sitting there and listening over the streaming live, the program that was being conducted from here. Now where Masjid-e-Noor, and where they're sitting near Masjid-e-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and listening. Allah Ta'ala's fazl. and many of them after that SMS, phone, of the effect that that majlis had, and that immediately after that many of them went to the Rauza Mubarak and conveyed the salat and salam as I had requested here in the majlis. So tonight also they are listening. Some of them are still in Madina Sharif, and some of them have gone to Makkah Mukarramah. So on Naat Sharif again tonight. And Naat Sharif, which you have heard many, many times. However, how many times must we repeat that there are many things that we repeat in our lives, and they are all beneficial things, or many things are beneficial. Therefore, we keep on repeating. And nobody up till now has said that now I'm tired. Has anybody said that now I'm tired of drinking water when I feel thirsty? How many times must I keep drinking water? Cold water on a hot day. How many times in my life must I keep on drinking? I'm now tired. Does the fish ever say that now I'm tired deep down in the ocean? How long must I remain deep down in the ocean? Now I'm getting tired. And especially with the fish of the Atlantic or the cold waters of some ocean. So then the fish says, now I'm catching a cold. How long will people outside keep eating biryani? I too must go outside. The different kinds of food that we eat, how many times we have repeated in our lives. And that example that I always give of the drip, drop by drop, the benefit the person experiences. So these Naat Sharifs may have been heard before, and heard being recited by people of beautiful golden voices. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept their recitation and rendering. So listen again. In my case, as I have said, listen to the words. Picture yourself at the Rauza Mubarak, or picture yourself in Madina Sharif. This imagination which Allah ta'ala has given, make use of it correctly. Letters upon letters. Haram fantasizing. Cannot give up porn sites, cannot give up this, cannot give up that. Obviously, when the person is going to watch all the filth, what else is he going to do for the rest of the day except haram fantasizing? After watching the filth on the internet, or in magazines, or on cell phones, dirty pictures, then people are coming, Allahu Akbar. And then they say that we're getting the same pictures in our ruku and in our sajda. Imagine making sajda with a picture of the naked woman in front or in the heart. Make tawbah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is forgiving, very merciful. And he accepts tawbah. But sometimes the tawfiq of tawbah is taken away. The person just doesn't know when the tawfiq of tawbah can be taken away. My Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh mentioned of a person in Karachi. He said, they used to always tell him that make tawbah from your sins. He was a person of loose morals. He said, make tawbah from sins. But he never used to pay any kind of heed. He said, before death we'll see. Then at the time of his death, when he was close to dying, very sick and coming close to his last lapse, he could say everything, call the doctor, give me this medication, call so and so, turn me around, everything he could say. But, oh Allah, forgive me, was never coming on his lips, no matter how much they were trying. Because he was not yet in a state of Sakrat. He was just coming close to it. Otherwise at that time, talqeen means that we read La ilaha illallah. You mustn't tell the person, you read. Some people got the habit at that time, they say, you read. And if sometimes the person passes away and we didn't hear the person read kalima, then too we must not have a bad opinion of the person. Sometimes this person is silent and he has been going on and on reciting La ilaha illallah. We don't know. So he couldn't say anything, he could say everything, but tawfiq of tawbah had been taken away. And if Allah Ta'ala takes away the tawfiq of tawbah, then that death can come in that haram state. If the tawbah is taken away, the tawfiq is taken away, Allah protect us all, then that person can die in that state of zina, adultery, fornication, watching the porn sites, engaging in other kind of haram. He can be in the disco and he can die. He can be in the cinema and he can die. He can be in the theater and he can die. The person can be in the dance club and the night club and he can go. We just don't know. Jo aaya hai yahan aaj kal jayega. Koi dam mein ye dam nikal jayega. So let us not play also. Let us not make tawbah a plaything. Many say Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. So Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim is also Razzaq also. He gives risk and sustenance. But did anybody say, why must I go to my business? Why must I go and open my shop? Allah is Razzaq. He will send it into the house. And He can send it. Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, He can. One person heard a bayan of some Maulana Sahab. Allah Ta'ala sends the risk. So now he said, now I must test Allah Ta'ala. He sends the risk. So I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to eat until Allah Ta'ala puts it in my mouth. So Allah Ta'ala sends it directly to me. Now one day he went, 2 days he went, he got very hungry now. But he wants to test Allah Ta'ala. So then finally he decided to go and sit somewhere where people are coming, having some picnic and moving on. So how we have our garages and people go, open up their picnic packets or some sandwiches they have, and then they move on. So he said, now he had said, I'm not going to ask anybody. So he used to sit nearby, those people open their packet, they eat their fish and chips and they're gone. Another one came, he also did the same thing and he went away. Now he's hungry, getting more and more hungry. After a few people came, they had their meals and went away, and nobody asked him. So then finally another family came. So when they sat there and opened up their bags, so he started coughing. Attracted their attention. So they said, come join us, join us. So he joined them, and he also filled his stomach. Then he looked for this Maulana Sahab. And when he found this Maulana Sahab, he said, Maulana, your bayan was very good. Allah Ta'ala does send rizq. However, one thing you forgot, that you have to cough also. So in your next bayan, make sure that you say that you must cough also. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Razzaq, but we still go to our shops. And we search for our rizq. So we must not be negligent. Negligence is the cause of many, many sins. Ye subhe Madina, ye shame Madina, Mubarak tujhe ye qayame Madina, ye subhe Madina, ye shame Madina, Mubarak tujhe ye qiyame Madina. Bala jaane kya ja momina e alam, bala jaane kya ja momina e alam, tera kaif ae khush kharam-e-madina. ye subhe madina ye shame madina. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam madina. When we get up, where do we get up? In one of our streets. Our home is in one of the streets of the town. We will get up, we will see the same area. We will walk in that street, we will go to our masjid. And sometimes that whole area is such that there are majority of the kuffar and mushrikeen, Yahud and Nasara living in those streets. Or in that town, in that village. Sometimes it is such that you don't hear at all any kind of azan in that place. In some remote area, there may be one musalla or jamaat khana or a small little masjid. The rest of the place has got nothing. And how fortunate are those people who get up. Their morning is in Madina Sharif. Their evening is in Madina Sharif. They're getting up in the city of Nabiyya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're going to bed in the city of Nabiyya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They listen to the adhan of the Haram Sharif. They make the namaz behind the Imam of the Haram. They get the opportunity of being a few meters away from Nabiyya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when they present themselves for salat and salam. A few meters away, that's all. Physically, that close they come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Where can we find a city in which there is no disbeliever, only the mu'min, the Muslim and the mu'min. You can close your eyes and make salam. We always say that how can we make salam when many people are not dressed appropriately, or they do not have any sign of a Muslim. No sign of a Muslim. Who's watching this? They don't have the sign of a Muslim. So it may be difficult in our country or maybe difficult in some other countries. But in Madina Sharif, what difficulty is there? Your watch. Put the alarm off. In Madina Sharif, in Makkah Sharif, what is the difficulty? Every person that you walk past is a Muslim. You can greet him, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. But the best part is that is where we greet the least. We don't say greet everyone. It is difficult to greet everyone that's there. But as we're walking past here, and they greet some people. But that is where we'll find people are dumb. No greeting. So in any case, ya subhe madina, ya shame madina. Mubarak tujhe ya qiyame madina. Their morning is in that city where rests Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where the angels from around the globe carry the salat and salam and bring to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How many times you have heard from this slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that where would you get such a place where the angels give you cover? Because the angels are coming with the salat and salam from all parts of the world and we are there in some section or the other of Madina Sharif. So therefore you are under the wings of the angels all the time. In the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Riyadhul Jannah, the mihrab, the mimbar, Rauza Mubarak, Noorun ala Noor Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. How fortunate are those people that are residing there. Who does not have a weakness? We all have our weaknesses. But how fortunate they are. Five times a day they can make the salat in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And all their life, the entire life, if the person is born in Madina Sharif and he stayed all his life in Madina Sharif, then every salat he is getting 50,000 times sawab. 50,000 times for his zikrullah, for his tilawat of the Quran Sharif. One khatam of the Quran Sharif he makes, he gets 50,000 Quran Sharif khatam. Can we do that here? And if they make some mistakes and some errors, they can go any time to the Rawza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and recite the ayat like the Ubaidah al-Tawi. The Tawi he read, he was mentioned that incident of the Bedouin that came there. First he recited that ayat. So that is what any person can do there. Although that too is not necessary. He can ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for his shafa'at. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. How fortunate. And then ask, يَا صُبْحِ مَدِينَةِ يَا شَامِ مَدِينَةِ مُبَارَكْ تُجَيَ يَا قِيَامِ مَدِينَةِ. Ye subhe Madina, ye shame Madina, Mubarak tujhe ye qiyame Madina. Bhala jaane kya jaan, muminaye alam, tera kaife khush kharame Madina. Where can the people of the world who take intoxicants to go on a high know about the intoxicating effect of Salat and Salam at the Rawza Mubarak? A kind of intoxication which is halal, which is permissible, where the person gets enjoyment, ecstasy, he rejoices. There is no kind of drunkenness that will cause anybody any kind of harm. The person gets such sukoon, his worries all fade away. His difficulties are forgotten. It is as if the person has got no pain and no suffering. What a kind of intoxication. Provided we make some effort before going there, of polishing our hearts, then see what we get. I can go on explaining this whole night. Give you incidents upon incidents of people. Read the hikayat of the awliya. And read all the incidents that you find in the Fazail-e-Hajj kitab of Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, which is just a percentage of the incidents in the lives of people who have had this kind of intoxication. A small percentage, a sample he has given there, that's all. Everyone, you and I, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept his doors open. What enmity does Allah Ta'ala have with us? Unke altafato hai aam shaheedi sab par. Tujhse kya zitti agar tu bhi kisi qabil hota. Allah Ta'ala's blessing is aam for everyone. He said, what zid did Allah Ta'ala have? What grudge did he have for you if you were also qabil? The poet says very beautifully. That means if we had some kind of qabiliyat. Bala jaane kya jaan, momina-e alam, tera kaife khush kharame Madina. Madine ki galiyon میں ہر ایک قدم پر مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. Those friends of mine who are listening there in Medina Sharif, in the gullies of Medina Sharif, in the streets of Medina Sharif, in the bazaars and marketplaces of Medina Sharif, in the places of ziyarat, the different masajid of Medina Sharif, in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam itself, humadde nazar ihtiram Medina. Even in the hotel rooms, in the hotel foyers, wherever the person is, he's not in Paris, he's not in London, he's not in any other city of the world, he's in Medina Sharif. So he will joke also. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum joked in Medina Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam joked in Medina Sharif. They will laugh also. They will eat. They will drink. They will be cheerful. They will engage in normal day-to-day activities. People of Medina Sharif will buy, they will sell, they will transact their business, they'll do everything. Where did the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in married? Many of them, they married in Medina Sharif. Where did the children come up? In Medina Sharif. So normal life the person will lead. However, ihtiram of Medina Sharif, that you are in Medina Sharif. The ground on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam park and Mubarak feet walked, where the angels come and visit. The ground of Medina Sharif prides over the entire universe. And especially that piece of ground on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was laid to rest. It is more precious and has a greater status than even the arsh of Allah tabaraka. مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. There is something in this name also. Like that, the meaning of Medina is any city also is in Medina. We are living in the city of Durban. So, but this Medina Sharif, any Muslim who's got a little bit of life in his soul, the moment he just hears the name Medina Sharif, it's got an attraction, it's got a magnetic pull, it's got something that you cannot really explain. What is it? And what is it? It is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is there in Medina Sharif. So it's a Medina, Medina, bada lutfa deta hai naam Medina. Any other city of the world, you can take the name of that city. It doesn't have that kind of attraction as Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif. Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif. Makkah, Medina. In fact, Makkah, Medina has come on the lips of children also as if it is one city. Maulana Ali Mia Rahmatullah Alayhi says, in my childhood days, we kept listening to so much of Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina, Tayyiba from our elderly parents and others that on our lips it was Makkah, Medina. If you say, where are you going? Makkah, Medina. As if it was one place. Such kind of attraction. Madina, 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 Bada lutf deta hai naam-e Madina. Nigaahon mein sultan niyat hech hogi. Nigaahon mein sultan niyat hech hogi. Jo paayega dil mein payaam-e Madina. Kingdoms will mean nothing to a person if he only can get the message of Madina Sharif into his heart. If I have to explain that, we can go the whole night. Once the person has got the Pagham of Madina Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his message to the Ummah at large, if he implements that in his life, then Sultaniyat will be nothing. Nothing wrong. The person can progress and become a Sultan, he can become a king and a ruler. But he won't have that kind of ihtiram for those posts and positions once he has the Pagham of Madina Sharif. Sukune jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukune jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukune jahan hai nizam-e-Madina. Sukune jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukune jahan hai nizam-e-Madina. Where are you searching for sukoon? He says. Where are you searching for sukoon, peace, tranquility in the heart? See, you'll never find it anywhere. People are searching sometime in the glitter and glamour of the world, but you won't find it there. You'll find it in the Nizam of Madina Sharif. Any person who implements Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings in his life, he will find sukoon in his heart. Irrespective of outside conditions, but inside the heart there will be sukoon. There will be pain in the body, there will be ache in the joints, and there will be, because of the poverty, there may be starvation, there may be hunger, the person will feel all that. But inside the heart, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to his awliya such kind of sukoon that the kings of the world don't know. Shaho ke saro par taaje giran se dard sa aksar rehta hai. Aur ahle wafa ke seeno mein ek noor ka darya behta hai. Sukoone jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoone jahan hai nizam-e-Madina. We can only find a plaything in a place where we lost it. If we search for it anywhere else, we are not going to find it. That example again, that a person was searching for something outside under the lamp post where it was bright. So somebody asked him, what are you searching for? He said, I'm searching for a coin which I dropped, a gold coin. So where did you drop it? He said, inside the house. So then why are you searching outside here? He said, because the light is on here and it's bright here. And inside the house is dark. Now with this example we are taught a lesson that will a person ever find that coin outside when he's dropped it inside the house? If it's dark there, then take some torch and go, take some lamp and go, take some light and go, do something, light one matchstick also, you may find it there. The more the brightness, the quicker you'll find it. So like that, the sukoon we have lost of our heart. And we're searching for it in what? Television programs. Searching for it in the cinemas, in theaters, in discos. And we're thinking that we are going to find sukoon. How can we ever find it? We have to find it where we have lost it. So, sukoon jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho? Sukoon jahan hai nizam-e-Madina. Ho azad akhtar غمِ دو جہاں سے ہو آزاد اختر، غمِ دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلامِ مدینہ، ہو آزاد اختر غمِ دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلامِ مدینہ۔ یہ صبحِ مدینہ، یہ شامِ مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیامِ مدینہ۔ یہ صبحِ مدینہ، یہ شامِ مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیامِ مدینہ۔ Look at the opposites. Generally we say the person who is a slave, he suffers. We know that what suffering slaves underwent in those days. So a slave and his suffering is well known. But he say, Ho azad akhtar ghamed ho jahan se. Ho akhtar, you will become freed from the gham and the worries of both worlds if you become the slave, jo ho jaye dil se ghulam-e Madina. If you with your whole heart, wholeheartedly become the slave of Madina Sharif, meaning become the slave of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then outwardly you are becoming a slave, but in reality you are getting freedom. That person will attain true freedom who becomes a true slave of Allah and His Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi said, tie me in 200 chains, I will break those chains. 200 chains you tie me, I will break those chains. But I wish to be tied in chains of the muhabbat and love of Allah and His Nabi alayhi sallam. That's when we'll get true freedom. May Allah ta'ala bless me, bless you, and the ummah at large. Once again at the end, I request those brothers who are listening in Madina Sharif, please convey the salat and salam for this entire congregation that is sitting here, and this slave of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, slave of Allah ta'ala. And ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make shafaat, to intercede on our behalf. And on the day of Qiyamah, with his Mubarak hands, give us the jam of Kawthar, and not to chase us away on that Mubarak day, on that difficult day. So many people will come for the jam of Kawthar and they will be chased away. Those who are listening in Makkah Mukarrama, then we request them to remember us in the du'as that they make in the mataf, at the multazam, under the mizab-e rahmat, behind the maqam-e Ibrahim. When they drink zamzam, and they want safa and marwa, and when they will be blessed inshallah with presence at Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Ab to rahe bastada mein aakhir virde zubaan mere ilaa la ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah Nafso shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba ae mere maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana la ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de Wo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya Allah Allahu 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 Allah
Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Akramal Akrameen, Ya Ghiyathal Mustaghifeen, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Zalamna Anfusana, Wa In Lam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna, لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving Allah, most beneficent, most merciful, most tolerant Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. This moment you are watching us, you are listening to us. You are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. We are aware of the sins that we have committed in our lives from the time we became of age up till now. Day and night we used your bounties for your disobedience. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have embarrassed us and ashamed us there and then. My beloved Allah, you could have humiliated us there and then. You could have shaken the ground beneath our feet. You could have sent the gale force winds against us. For we were using your bounties, your ni'mats of sight, of hearing, of speech, of hands and feet, of heart and mind for your disobedience. But how tolerant you are. How merciful you are. How kind you are. How loving you are. How generous, how compassionate you are. How forgiving you are. My beloved Allah, in spite of all our sins, you continued giving us food and drink, shelter, clothes, modes of transport. You did not snatch away all the bounties and ni'mats. We are ashamed, my beloved Allah, of the sins that we have committed. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. ہم گنہگار ہے, سیاکار ہے, بدکار ہے, مجرم اور خطاکار ہے, گندے اور نالائق ہے میرے مولا, لیکن تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں. Where do we go? There is no other door that we can tap, no other home where we can beg. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, we will be destroyed. We have no other door, my beloved Allah, besides your door. After this majlis of zikrullah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey Rabbi Kareem, oh my beloved Allah. Aaj raat hamari maghfirat ka faisla kar. Make a decision for forgiveness, my Allah. Bless us with istiqamat indeed. Keep us steadfast on sirat-e-mustaqim. Safeguard us from deviation. Ay Rabbi Kareem, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. We are extremely weak servants of yours. assist us and help us, my beloved Allah. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our life, barakat in our time. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Those who are weak, give them strength. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. We know that sometimes sicknesses, ailments, poverty can be a rahmat. But my beloved Allah, change it to the rahmat of good health, even if it is in the form of mercy. Those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes amongst us, bless everyone with complete shifa. So many have undergone operations, so many have met up with accidents, so many are suffering from different kinds of pains. Ya Allah, with your fazl and with your kindness and your ihsan, remove the pain and suffering. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have gone for hajj, who are going for hajj, make their hajj easy and maqbool. Unki tawaf ko, ziyarat ko, ibadat ko, duao ko, umrah ko, Ey Rabbi Kareem, bina arafat ar muzdalife mein hazri ko, wakuf ko, sab ko qubool farma. Bless us with a share in the duas. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evil, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ey Rabbi Kareem, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of the ummah around the globe, of mankind around the globe, especially at present in Pakistan, Indonesia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, all parts of the world, wherever the ummah is suffering. Ey Rabbi Kareem, remove the suffering and pain. Ey Rabbi Kareem, Palestine ki musalmano ki madad farmao. Create the conditions for the liberation of Masjid Al-Aqsa. Protect and safeguard our masajid, madaris, khanqas, work of dawat and tabligh. Ey Allah, jitne bhi dini kaam ho rahe, sabko qubool farma. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Ey Rabbi Kareem, we have to die one day. We have to leave this world someday. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, or any kind of haram. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba, with burial in Baqi. If it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ey Rabbi Kareem. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.